Christian ethos in action: if you live according to the flesh, you will die, but if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Romans 8:13. The phrase "if you," as it applies to you, and me, as a disciple of Jesus, appears 124 times in the English Standard Version, ESV, of the New Testament. First, we will be confronted with various situations and circumstances from the Bible, and we will discover how we are to respond in these examples. Secondly, I have personalized, rephrased, our study verses for you to memorize. By this, we can bring the gospel to life as we go and defeat sin along our way. Today we, as Christians, are confronted with questions about how we should deal with matters such as Romans 8:13, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die, but if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." In context, Romans 8:5, "Those who are in accord with the flesh set their mind on the things of the flesh, but those who are in accord with the Spirit, set their mind the things of the Spirit." Verse 6. "For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace." Romans 8:13, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die, but if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." Rephrased and personalized to memorize. Romans 8:13, "For if I live according to the flesh, I will die, but if I live by the Spirit, I put to death the deeds of the body, I will live." Commentary. The Word of God repeatedly tells us to meditate on His Word, day and night, to hide His Word in our heart, to think on His Word, to set our mind on the Spirit so that we may find success and that we may not sin against Him, and that the peace of God will guard us and that we will have an abundant life of peace. If we keep His words on our heart and mind and repeat them diligently to our sons and daughters and speak of them when you sit in our houses, when we walk on the road, when we lie down, and when we get up, we shall also tie them as a sign to our hand, and they shall be as frontlets on our forehead. We shall also write them on the doorposts of our house and on our gates. Then we shall have all the things God has promised. This is how God created us. Our mind and heart must be trained and programmed, and either you will do this for your good for all the right reasons, or the world and the media will do it for you, for your harm, and for all the wrong reasons. Meditate on it. Think on it. Put it in your heart. Set your mind on it. Keep it with you. Do it right, and live. Your brother and friend, Mike Young. Next, coming soon. Christian ethos in action: if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. Previous, Christian ethos in action: if you ask anything in My name, I will do it. John 14:14. Please bookmark this page or subscribe for future episodes.